Here are some etiologies of plexopathies, starting with the brachial plexopathy, Pancoast tumor. Very important. A patient who is a smoker, for example, and or patients having weight loss, and they present with one extremity, right or left arm, having sensory deficit, motor weakness. And on top of that, there must be lower motor neuron signs to tell you that this is a peripheral nervous system condition, because it's lower motor neuron. Then you have to consider Pancoast tumor. You do chest x-ray or CT scan of the chest. Using crutches, sometimes that can cause brachial plexopathy on the long term. Another very important one is thoracic outlet syndrome. When you have the cervical rib, thoracic outlet syndrome has two types, vascular, which is more common, and neurogenic, which is less common. Neurogenic thoracic outlet syndrome is a type of plexopathy. Any compression because of a mass in the upper chest, whether it's an abscess, a lymph node, a scar tissue, anything. A trauma, especially if the arm is hyperextended, and that can cause plexopathy. And of course, difficult vaginal deliveries, which we're going to talk about in the next slide, to just remember Klumpke's and Herb Duchenne's plexopathies. The lumbosacral plexopathies, pelvic tumors, especially the ovarian or cervix or bladder tumors, those can push on the lumbosacral plexus. Retroperitoneal hematomas, that's also a possible etiology to cause compression. Post-surgical, especially the gynae surgeries, sometimes even because of the positioning or because of some complications from the surgery, just because of the anatomical proximity of the lumbosacral plexus to these organs. Again, any mass, ovarian cyst, lymph nodes, and these kind of things.